Now, you can be sure that some poor souls are crying in their beer over the latest financial news. In Britain, they would normally go to the local pub to drown their sorrows. But now there's yet another reason for gloom. The pub may not be just around the corner anymore. The World's Laura Lynch reports that an unsettling number of British pubs are going under.
There's not a seat to be had at the Lamb Pub in the affluent Bloomsbury neighborhood in London. Almost 200 years old, it's full of character and charm. Tim Minogue, who has written extensively about British pubs, loves it.
Lots of Victorian glass and wood and brass. People come in at lunchtime. We're here at about 7 in the evening, just after work. There are people having a drink, and later on, people who live in the neighborhood will come in.
You know, bartenders pull dozens of pints of Guinness and ale every hour. The Lamb is an enduring success. But Minogue says research into the state of Britain's public houses makes grim reading.
Well, the poor old British pub has been around for 2,000 years, but a lot of them are going at the moment. The Campaign for Real Ale, which has 70,000 dedicated members, and they love their pubs, and they report back every month on closures, and they reckon at the moment nearly 60 pubs a month are closing for good.
Take the Market House Tavern in Portsmouth on the southern coast of England. In business for more than 125 years, it's nearly empty on this day. Manager Erica O'Brien is facing an uncertain future.
The challenges you're facing is really getting customers to use here, yeah, and getting them to become regulars so that they do keep it open. But you're lucky, right now, two customers. You know, it's just a case of we've got to try and get the custom in.
The tavern is surrounded by other casualties. Just down the road, the Beresford closed down. So did the Admiral Drake and the oddly named Air Balloon. The Market House is for sale, too. O'Brien cites her number one reason for the problem facing pubs.
The no smoking ban, most definitely. That is the main killer. Before the no smoking ban, it used to be packed 7 days a week. Since the ban, straight away at the summertime was fine, not too bad. Come the colder weather, people don't want to go outside. They'd much rather go round to the shop, buy it, and then sit at home and drink it because they can have a cigarette.
It's hard to say whether the anti-smoking law brought in last year is the main cause. There are other reasons. Supermarkets are now selling beer and wine on the cheap, and pubs, once the preserve of the independent publican, have gone corporate. Giant companies own thousands of outlets, and they'll convert marginal ones into flats rather than lose money. There's something else that's vanishing along with the pubs, the signs that were once lovingly hand-painted to hang outside every tavern. Robert Rowland has more reason to lament than most. Rowland has created about 1,000 signs in the course of a 25-year career. He's dismayed at the decline of one of the country's oldest artistic traditions.
Because it's an important part of British heritage. It's our roots. It denotes who we are to a certain extent. When you go to a pub, you see the name of the pub. It has that pedigree of its location. I think people want somewhere to go which is warm and inviting. Not a cold, stark business property, but a warm, inviting local pub.
There's still a sign outside the Lamb and many other pubs, but with each passing week, more pubs falter, turn off their taps and shutter their windows. They'll be replaced by bars, restaurants, apartments, and a little bit more of something utterly British will slip away. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
The World's Alex Collins kindly offered to check up on the health of London's pubs. You can follow him on his rounds at theworld.org.